Okay, we are up to the third and final mitzvah relating to Ir HaNidachas, and that is the Isser of getting benefit from an Ir HaNidachas. Says the Torah in Parshas Re'eh as we continue. After the mitzvah of burning the Ir HaNidachas, we say, V'lo yidbak b'yotcha me'uma min acherim. One is not allowed to get anything. Nothing should stick to my hand. Min acherim. L'man yashuv Hashem mecharon apo, so that Hashem's anger subsides. V'nasam l'cha rachamim, and Hashem gives you rachmanus, compassion. V'richamcha v'yerbecha kasher nishpala v'osecha. So the first thing to talk about is, what is this extra phrase that's added in to this isser? It says one is not allowed to get any hanah from the cherim, so that Hashem's anger subsides. Okay, but then we have an extra phrase. Hashem should give you rachamim, v'richamcha v'herbecha, and they will have compassion for you, and you will become great. Kasher nishpala v'osecha. What exactly is meant by that? So a number of the mafarshim say the same idea, and that is, we'll say it first from the Arachayim HaKadosh. The Arachayim HaKadosh says on the pasuk, Kavanas hamamar azeh kan, what is this extra bracha, so to speak, doing here? Lefi, shetziva lir anidachas, sheyehargu kol ha'ir, lefi charef, v'yafilu behemta, because the mitzvah is to wipe out the entire city, as we've discussed in past mitzvos. Maisa hazeh yolid teva ha'akzarius b'lev adam. This act will naturally breed achzarius, brazenness. We are influenced by what we do. Kemoshe sipru lanu hayishme'elim katarotzchim b'mamar hamelech. And he quotes some other sources that if you're involved in murder, you become murderers and you become that type of person. V'nichrasa mehem shorash harachamim v'hayu lachzar. And people who have been involved in that, they have no, the meat of compassion has been uprooted from inside of them. V'abachina atzma tiyeh nishreshes b'rotzche yiranidachas. And naturally, this will become rooted in murderers. Lezeh amar lehem avtacha. That's why there is a promise. Hashem gives a promise. Sheyitein lehen Hashem rachamim. Hagam sheateva yolid behem achzarius makar harachamim yashpia behem koach harachamim. Even though naturally it will breed brazenness, Hashem, who is the makar harachamim, makes you a promise to give you rachamim. Mechadesh levatel mechadash levata koach achzarius shenola behem koach hamaisa. That is the Arachayim HaKadosh. The Nitziv goes even a little bit further, and he expands on this idea. Again, he doesn't quote the Arachayim HaKadosh, as the Nitziv doesn't quote many Mefarshim in his commentary. That's not what his point is. His point is to develop the Pshuto Shel Mikra and the message to the exact words that the Torah is using. Says the Nitziv on this pasuk, "Demaisa Yiranidachas Goreim Shalosh Ra'os BeYisrael." Really, the act, the mitzvah, fulfilling the mitzvah of Yiranidachas, really has three dangers. It has three results. Naturally, number one, Shehahoreg Nefesh Nasa Achzer B'Teva, as the Arachayim HaKadosh said, if somebody kills, they become killers. Nasa Achzer B'Teva. And in the footnotes, Rav Kuperman quotes, we have the son of the Meshech Chachmor of Kuperman, right? This is the Rav Kuperman's the Hamak Davar, right? Written by Rav Mordechai Rav Kuperman's son, Rav Mordechai Kuperman, who quotes that this is similar to the two well-known thoughts of Rav Dessler and the Sefer HaChinuch. Sefer HaChinuch has made this famous, that we are influenced by what we do. Acharei ha'pu'ulos imshachos halavavos. Right, if we're involved in killing out a whole city, men, women, and children, as we've discussed, so that influences us, says the Sefer HaChinuch in Mitzvah Tezayin, among others. Da ki ha'adam nif'al kafi pu'ulosav, v'libo v'chol machshavosav, tamid achar ma'asav, shehu osik bohem, im tov im ra. Our heart and our thoughts are pulled after the actions that we are involved in. V'yafilu rasha gomor bilvavo, even if somebody's a totally wicked person. V'chol yetzer machshavos libo rakra kalayom, and inside I don't want to do anything nice. Im ye'are rucho, v'yasim mishtad luso, v'isko b'hasmada, b'tar v'mitzvos. If I'm a terrible, miserly, wicked person, and I spend all day doing mitzvos, I'm going to become a bal mitzvah. I'm going to become someone who wants to do it. V'yafilu shalol l'shem shamayim, miyad yinatel atov, mitoch shalol l'shma bal l'shma. And the opposite too, rachmana l'tzlan, somebody's a good person, somebody is a wonderful chesed person, if they're involved in miserly actions all day, they will become miserly. That's just the way it is. Achrei ha'pa'ulos, nimshachos halavavos. It says the Sefer HaChinuch. That is why there's an Isser of Shviras Etzem by Karban Pesach, because we're supposed to act like royalty. And if we dig in to the bones and we break them and we eat it in that type of fashion, that'll affect who we are. If we eat it in a Derech Eretz Mechubad way, that will affect us. Right? He says the same thing, just to give one other example, in Parshas Tetzaveh, Big Day Kahuna. We are affected by what we wear. We act differently when we're wearing formal clothing than when we're wearing informal clothing. Right? That is what we do. That's how we act. And that's why, right, there are even some employers. They have one day a week, one day a month, where you don't have to dress, you could dress down. Why is that? People are much more relaxed in a dressed-down environment. Why? That's exactly the Chinuch's point. We are influenced by what we do, how we act, v'chulu. That's one area where we see, one source where we see this idea. The other source that he quotes is Rav Dessler. Rav Dessler in Michta Melio, in the first Chelek, in the Kuntras HaChesed, where the Rav Dessler says every act in life is a function, is an outgrowth of Koach HaNesina or Koach HaNetila. Everything we do in life focuses on giving or taking. If we eat, we're giving. If we give somebody to eat, we're taking. If we give somebody to eat, we're giving. Everything in life that we do is the focus. The root of it is Nesina and Netila. And we have to work on ourselves, obviously, to get as much Nesina there than Netila. And then he continues and says, Hergalnu lachshov, we are accustomed to thinking. Es ha-nesina l'toldos ha'ava. Nesina, giving, is an outgrowth and a result of love. Ki la'asher ye'ahav ha'adam yitivlo. Whoever a person's love they give. Says Rav Dessler, it's really just the opposite. It's whoever you give to, you love. Giving leads to love. Aval hasvara ha'shniya hi ki ye'ahav ha'adam es pri ma'asav be'her gishor she'chilek minatzmuso bohemu. That's why a parent loves a child. It's not natural. It's because a parent gives everything to a child. That breeds, that creates the love. Whenever we work in anything, ha'ava ha'bamin anasina ha'hi avra kula elav. That's the example. He even quotes two cases where you have a father and a son. One pair were together all their lives, one were not. And we see the closeness that the father and the love that the father feels for the son, so much more so after giving. And then he gets into Vav Zorecha Kamocha. The more we give to our fellow Jews, the more we will love our fellow Jews. So he says, back to the Sefer Hemek Dover, back to the Netziv. So number one, what does it Iredi Dachas do? The first Ra'ah is, it's Na'aseh Achzer B'teva. It makes us. V'hinei. And he says, a Yachid HaNerag B'Bezdin, one singular individual, one person, Chai Misa's Bezdin. So far, there's an appointee from Bezdin. But here, Ir Shlema, Bal Karchenu, it must be, Aleinu lahargil kama nashim laharov v'lios achzarim. A lot of people must be involved in wiping out a whole city. And remember, it might not have ever happened, but at least the mitzvah, ideally, how we understand the mitzvah. So we're going to have to get a lot of people involved in this. That's Raw 1. Raw 2, Beis, she'ein lacha adam me'osa ha'ir, she'ein lo krovim bi'ir acheres. Fascinating ha'ara, says the Hemek Dover. This city, they must have relatives in other cities. Imagine the people put in charge to wipe out this city. What are their relatives going to think about these people? Umis gaberes hasina be Yisrael. Hatred will become rampant. Number two. Number three, Am Yisrael will get smaller. Shanasa karcha umiyut be Yisrael. Three tremendous dangers that could happen. The killers could become Beteva killers. Number two, the relatives are going to hate you. Number three, Klai Yisrael will be weakened and minimized. Says the Netziv, that's the Pasuk. Now we understand. Alzeh, that's why the Pasuk comes along and says, V'nasan lecha rachamim, Hashem will give you rachamim, meaning you will have midas harachamim. Like the Gemara in Yevamah says, the three midas of every Jew, rachmanim, baishanim, agom lechasadim. Naturally, we will have that. Number two, v'richamcha. What is that referring to? Sheyu ha'ovim otcha. They will love you. They, the relatives. And number three, v'hir becha. And you will become many, you will become great. That's connected to the third danger. Classic Netziv, going into the words. Each word of the Torah teaching us something else. And the next pasuk he even says, it seems to be totally extra. After it said that Hashem will give you rachmanis, ki sishma b'kol Hashem al-kecha, because you have listened to Hashem, lishmaris kol mitzvosav asher anuchi mitzav chayom, to guard all the mitzvos that I have commanded you today, la'asos hayashar. What's this referring to? So Kedarka Bakodesh, the Netziv says, any pasuk that you don't know what it's referring to, the Netziv says, oh, it's talking about Talmud Torah. He says this in many, many places in his commentaries, on the Shiltos, on the Chumash, the Chul. So here too, Kisishma Bakol, listening to the word of God, that means learning. Learning also is a protection from Midos Ra'os, creeping into a person. And that's what he says at the end. Umikam lamanu, demishi higiu ma'asav, lidei roges v'achzarius, o lidei sinas abrios, if somebody has to work on their midos, azai yasok batara lishma, ubischuze timsa yadol hamira lichosav, aldera chatova hayashar. Classic Nitziv, but that is all. All of this, the Orach Chaim HaKadosh and the Netziv are all relating that Ki Richamcha, that is all a promise that Hashem gives to counter the natural result that the Maisel, fulfilling the mitzvah of Irani Dachas, might have. And the Tamadas of Sturmbach just adds to this after he quotes this idea. He quotes from Rav Aaron Cutler. Rav Aaron Cutler says, because after all, we have to look at it in a certain way. Rav Aaron Cutler asks, how is it possible that we can make a bracha of Dayan HaEmes with the same feeling that we make a bracha of Hatova HaMetiv, like the Gemara, the Mishnah says at the end of Brachos? So he says, we have to look at it like an operation. Just like in an operation, we have to sometimes cut off a part of the body in order to save the rest of the body. That's what Irani Dachas is. Irani Dachas is a stain on the world, a stain on the Jewish people, people who believe in a time of Bezdin, in a time when there's Nisim going on in the Beis HaMikdash every day, the Ten Nisim, and they still refuse to acknowledge HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that's a stain, that's a tremendous Chilul Hashem, and it has to be removed. And that's how we have to look at it. One final point related to this is Rav Sorotskin. Sorotskin in Azayin LaTorah, he says, maybe V'nasan L'cha Rachamim, Hashem is talking about those who sometimes have misplaced Rachmanus. Misplaced Rachmanus, and specifically related to our Isser, today's mitzvah, and that is the Isser Hana'ah. He says, imagine, he says, you wipe out, there's a machlokas, whether you have to, we spoke earlier about wiping out not just the men, but what about the children? Let's say the children are not wiped out, says the Aznayim LaTorah. And they live, Madei of Rabbi Akiva. So, what happens? They don't have parents, they don't even have a place to live. Says the Aznayim LaTorah, one might think that, you know what, let me just go take a little bit. Let me save some of the bedding. Let me save a little bit of the food. Let me save something. After all, these people need, these children need something. In quotes, Ba'alei Rachamim. You might find Ba'alei Rachamim that want to take from this Reifa. Not Dafka for their own needs, but L'shem Mitzvah they want to take. Says the Torah, says, V'lo Yidbak B'yadcha. What's yadcha? Yadcha is used a few times in the Torah to mean staka. Pesach tiftach is yadcha lo. Yadcha. Don't even take in your hand to give staka to them. No. Kadosh Baruch Hu will take care of them. That's v'nasan l'cha rachamim. You'll have rachmanis on them. And v'richamcha, other people will have rachmanis on them. And finally, the herbecha, and there'll be plenty. Don't worry. You don't have to worry about them. So tiddag al shin ismain, mispar b'nei Yisrael, de dini reni dachas, ki hu yisparach yirbe otcha. Again, all of these promises specifically here so that we realize that this is a mitzvah and we have to do the mitzvah as HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded us to do the mitzvah. And we have nothing to worry about when we do, if we're doing the mitzvahs, al pi HaTorah. Okay, so now let's read some of the Sefer HaChinuch. So the Isser Yishol Tuf Samach Vav, the Isser of getting Isser Hanah from the Mamon, any of the spoils of the Irani Dachas. Shenimnanu Milanus Balakachas Davar Mi Mamon Irani Dachas. The Isser is to get benefit and to take anything from the Irani Dachas. The Alzen Emar, V'lo Yidbak B'yadcha Me'uma Min Acherim. We can't take anything. The Gam Bechlal Halav Azeh Gavkin Kol Davar Avodah Zarah. And really, included, this Isser is a smaller Isser included in the larger Isser of the Isser Hanah from all of Avodah Zarah. We had that back in the beginning of Parshas Ekev in Mitzvah Tuf Chaf Tes, the Isser of getting any type of benefit from any type of Isser Hana. We spoke about Shetels then, Shetel controversy, and we spoke about other issues as well. There can't be any vestige of any type of Avodah Zarah and in Eretz Yisrael. As we know, it's even more Chomer. You have to search and destroy, not just destroy, and not just not get benefit from it. So this is really part of that Isser, the Isser Hana in general, and specifically this Isser Hana of Irani Dachas. The Menachas Chinuch in Os Aleph quotes that this Isser applies to all people. He quotes earlier Achrodim that say maybe it should only apply to Bezdin. He says no. He says, in a time when there isn't Irani Dachas, L'chorah should apply to every Jew. Nirat, the Kol Yisrael Mitzuvim, Kamal Mo Avodah Zarah v'chadomah v'ein laharich. He says, I'm not going to be marich in this. But he says, Pashtus, it should be one where one would, well, it will be asid to all Jews. He also adds, he quotes the Rambam. It's not him, it's the Rambam. The Rambam says you get malchus for this iser. This might be, he doesn't quote it, but this could be the Rambam l'shitaso. A machlokes, which we've quoted a number of times. And that is the Rambam and the Sefer HaChinuch and others. How does one define a lav sheyish bo maisa? Because after all, you can get hanah from an ir nidachas not by doing an action. I could just walk by, maybe there's something that smells good from that's the leftover from the spoils of the ir nidachas. I don't have to do any action to get benefit. I could sell something from the ir nidachas that's still on the floor. I don't have to do any action. And yet the Rambam says you get malchus. This could be the Rambam l'shitaso. The Rambam in Hilchas Schirus, in the beginning of Perek Yud Gimel, the Rambam says, muzzling an animal. Does one get malchus for muzzling an animal? So if I put a muzzle on the animal, I'm doing an action. What if I muzzle the animal with my voice? Meaning, I don't put anything physical on the animal. The animal's about to eat, and I go, right? I make sounds so that the animal is muzzled, basically, because he listens to me, he's scared of me, he doesn't eat anything. The Rambam says, you get malchus. Let's read the Rambam. If anybody prevents an animal from eating while he's doing work, he gets malchus. We didn't get to this iser. That's the iser in Kisei Tse. And it applies whether you muzzle it when it's doing malacha, or beforehand, or you muzzle it beforehand, and I was doing work. Afilu chasma bekol loke. Even if you muzzle it with your voice, malchus, says the Magen Mishnah. Why? This is the Rambam Shita. You get malchus, and it's called a lav sheyesh bo maisa, as long as it can be done with a maisa. Even if you don't do the maisa here. That's the Magen Mishnah. The Efshar Hayli Lomar. Shekol lav sheyefshar bo maisa, ela dibor, sheina dibor kari maisa. Ava chasima, kima sheyeshna bo maisa gamar, ava chasima bekol, havika maisa. That is the Magen Mishnah and explaining the Rambam. Again, this is a topic that we discussed probably about 10 times or so throughout these mitzvah shiurim, but it's always good to review them every couple of weeks. Who argues on this? The Sefer HaChinuch argues on this, right? L'shitaso, he doesn't mention malchus here. Again, it's not a foolproof raya. The Rambam says b'feirush, in Hilchos Avodah Zarah, you get malchus for getting benefit from the Yerni Dachas. The Sefer HaChinuch doesn't say a word here. It could be that he would argue. Because after all, he writes in a few places, Shin Mem Dawud, the Isser of overworking in Eved Ivri, of working in Eved Ivri, Bibizayon, as we discuss in Parshas Bahar, the Chinuch there says, no Malchus there. If I work the Eved Ivri Bibi Zayon, I don't get Malchus. Why? Because I could do the Avera with my words too. Ki bidvarim yivaser Eved la'asos malachto bezuya o nechmedes. V'kfar kasafti l'malo, says the Chinuch. Ki kalav, she'ef shalavar, mi beli maisa, avla bishanaso bosho maisa. The opposite of the Rambam. If you could do it without an action, even if you did an action, ein l'chayv malchus alav de lav sheim maisa nikra b'chol makom. It's still called a lav she'ein bo maisa. So that's the chinuch. Where else does the chinuch say this? Earlier in Vayikra also, that is on the isra of nekama, the isra in Parshas Kedoshim. There he says in Reish Bem Aleph again, is there an isra if I take nekama, if I burn down my friend's field, chas v'shalom? Says the chinuch, no malchus, because it's possible to take nekama, to feel nekama, to take nekama without any actions, or not even just to feel it, but to cause somebody. Mikiva shev shalavar ala lab mibili maisa, v'tizkar davar zeba kulan, kidavar baruhu, and sorok l'shanoz v'makam acher. So this is the chinuch. One or two places the chinuch does not fit in to his rule, but that is known, but it could be that the chinuch would argue on the Rambam here as well. Just one or two other haras in general about Isuri Hana, we still have a minute or two, and that is an important Rabbi Chanan. Rabbi Chanan in Psachim discusses the Gemara there in Psachim that discusses Efshar velo Efshar and Kavana lo Kavana. The Gemara there talks about it's on Pesach and I have to go down a street and there's a bakery there, a non-Jewish bakery there, and I'm going to have to smell. Am I allowed to go down the street? This is a machlokas amoraim there. What exactly is the halacha? And ask the Rabbi Chanan, Chametz is aser b'hana. Why would there be any shita out there that says you can walk down that street if you're going to smell it? But just because you don't have kavana for it, it's a psik resha pashtus. Tosas there says it's not a psik resha. Pashtus Rov Rishonim says it's a psik resha. It's for sure, you're sure going to get benefit, so you should have to stay home. What do you mean go down the street? And there's no other way to go to work, so you have to walk by there. Says Rabbi Chanan, because isurei hana'a, it's not about the result. It's about the maisa shel nehaneh. Tahano haba'a me'eleha muteres. This is in Kuf Tezayin in Psachim. Tahano haba'a me'eleha muteres. Ve'eno iser ela shelo yase ha'ada maisa lehanos. That's the iser. And that's how there could be a machlokas tanoim and amoram about it. So Reb Shimon Svirale, one of the shitas there. Ta'akol toli bekavana. De miskavin lehanos nechsheves ha'maisa al ha'adam. Ube'eno miskavin nechsheves nechshenases ha'maisa me'eleha. But it all depends. Sometimes kavana can define whether something is called an action or not. Right? Sugyas and Psikresha also relate to this. Rabbi Chanan himself and Ksubis, beginning of Ksubis, discussed this as well. But that's Rabbi Chanan, that the important point of how do you define an Isser Hana'a, like here, today's mitzvah is one of the Isser Hana'a, Isser Hana'a from Miran Yidachas. It's a Maisa of getting Hana'a. It's not just Mamela getting Hana'a. And that has nafkaminas in terms of Shalok Kederech, if somebody gets Hana'a, Shalok Kederech, somebody gets IV of Chazir. Are they violating the Issa Daraisa, the suffix of the Mishnah Lamelech? So that is important to Ha'ara. One other point in Issur Hana'a in general, the Minchas Chinuch has this suffix, back in Mitzvah Kuf Yud Gimel, he wonders if, just like for Issuri Achila, there is a limit in time, called Kedei Achilas Pras, the Minchas Chinuch wonders, what about Issur Hana'a? Is there a limit? What if I get some Hana'a now, and some Hana'a, whatever the shear for Issur Hana'a is, which itself is a question, whatever that shear is, could I get some of it now and some of it in 2 hours from now? Is it Mitztaref? Mi'il is Mitztaref Lizma Maruba. But Mi'ilah might be different. It might be a form of Gezel. So that's why it can be Mitztaref. So yeah, he's not sure. He's Efshalom, or he says, since we only know Achilas Pras by Achila, maybe there is no limit. Or maybe it has to be the opposite. Maybe it has to be one exact time. Maybe you don't have Achilas Pras at all. You don't even have that flexibility. Either way, that's the Minchas Chinuch Safik in Kuf Yud Gimel about Issuri Hana'a in general. Okay, this was Mitzvah Tav Samach Vav, finishing up the three mitzvahs relating to Ir Hanidachas.